From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The FBI is still trying to learn why a 26-year-old Iraq war veteran opened fire in Fort Lauderdale Airport Friday, killing five people and wounding six others. FBI agent Marlon L. Ritzman of the Anchorage, Alaska field office said Saturday there is no evidence that the suspect, former Alaska and Puerto Rico National Guardsman Esteban Santiago, was working with anyone else.
And while we are early in the investigation, there is currently no indication Mr. Santiago was working with any other individuals when he planned and carried out yesterday's attack.
Santiago traveled to Fort Lauderdale from Alaska. He opened fire with a 9mm handgun retrieved from his checked baggage in the Florida airport. Five people died, six others were wounded. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel told reporters Saturday morning that three of the victims are in good condition. Three others are currently being held in the intensive care unit. The airport has reopened to traffic. President-elect Donald Trump has posted a series of tweets calling those who oppose good ties with Russia stupid and fools. In a series of messages Saturday, the president-elect said having good relations with Russia was not a bad thing and that only stupid people or fools would think that it is bad. He added that Russia would respect the United States more when he was president than it does now. The posts came after a U.S. intelligence report said Russian President Vladimir Putin had made a concerted effort to aid Trump's election victory. The report said Putin aspired to disrupt the U.S. election, discredit Democrat Hillary Clinton, and undermine Americans' faith in the democratic process. This is VOA News.